The thing that I really want to tell you before I give the microphone to somebody else is the suggested no-look attorney fee for helping your client with this process is $2,500. So this is, see, somebody's excited. So this would be a good way to get your client where they need to be and also get you some additional fees for helping your client achieve what they need to achieve. So with that, my time is up.
Carrie, what do you have to say from Plano?
Oh, well, I have chosen to talk about stale dated claims that are filed in Chapter 13 cases. I'm sure everyone in the room has at some point heard about or at least read or at least heard about the Midland Funding versus Johnson case, the Supreme Court case that came down in 2017. And that case was in the context of a federal, the FDCPA claims, and whether or not the debtor in a Chapter 13 who had objected to the stale dated claim could then bring an action for violating the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act for actually filing that stale dated claim. And in the dicta, the Supreme Court indicated that the Chapter 13 trustees are the ones that really should be policing stale dated claims. And so that's been kind of a topic of conversation among the trustees for a little while now. And so I thought, you know, I probably need to look at that a little bit harder myself and decide what, if anything, we should be doing about stale dated claims. So typically, stale dated claims, what I call stale dated, are debt buyers who buy old debt and file claims in bankruptcy cases knowing that they don't have an enforceable claim if they brought, they would not be able to sue the debtor in state court to collect that debt. They and those, there's a lot of tricky stuff that goes into that with debtors. And having been a debtor's attorney for many, many years, one of the things that I looked at when this started to become an issue, and quite frankly, we didn't really see a lot of that type of claim until, I'm going to say, probably the last 10, 12 years, when debt buyers really started becoming major players in the bankruptcy system. And, you know, I'm sure, as most of you do, you have your clients, and many of them will pull their credit report, and they use that credit report as a means of writing down the list of all their creditors that they have in their case. Well, if you've ever taken a look at a credit report, there's a lot of garbage on there. And a lot of the debtors don't even know who these people are on their credit report. So what we would do as a debtor's attorney, we would look at that claim, we'd look at the list of creditors with them and go, and we would ask them, who is this? How do you owe this person money, you know, this entity money? Because there was no way for us to match that up with the original owner of that claim. And many of them would say, I have no idea. I don't have any idea who this person is. And so we would list it as disputed because we didn't know. And there's been a lot of decisions, you know, that were out there where debtors had objected to those claims. And the Supreme Court said in Midland Funding, it's a claim. It may not be an enforceable claim, but it's still a claim. So they have a right to file the claim. So the onus is on the parties who don't believe that that's a legitimate debt that should be paid through their Chapter 13. In most cases, I would venture to guess that most debtors' attorneys and debtors and trustees in a case where it's a pro rata distribution to unsecured creditors never really scrutinize those unsecured claims because it really doesn't matter to them. The debtor doesn't have any, they're not paying any more or any less to that creditor. It's pro rata. Everybody's getting pennies on the dollar. Nobody cares. It does matter when the debtor's paying 100 cents on the dollar. Their plan requires it for either they have a large unsecured creditor pool or they have a large amount of non-exempt property that they need to manage, and they want to retain that non-exempt property, and that's why they're in Chapter 13. So, at least what I see is when we have debtors who have either a very large pool or they're in a 100% plan, we will see objections to stale dated claims being filed by debtors' counsel. And we've had discussions in my office about what we should be doing, if anything, regarding this. So the questions that we have raised amongst ourselves is this. One, 1302, which governs what Chapter 13 trustees' duties are under the code, requires us to perform duties, including those duties under 704A, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 9. And 704A5 states, if a purpose would be served, the trustee is to examine proofs of claim and object to the allowance of any claim that is improper. So the big question is, what purpose is being served?